Real quick, and I mean, it's got to be quick.
Uh-huh.
Never maybe before heard of the show before.
This is new, I believe.
Elvis's ass and Elvis's boner.
Please.
Please. Yeah, really.
For the role of Pacer Burton in the movie Flaming Star, Elvis had to learn how to act like an Indian. Oh, are you still on the phone?
Yep.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
He had only had a few weeks to research his role as a half-breed Indian before filming started in 1960. He hired a professional horseman to teach him to ride and handle a horse and jump on and off without falling down. Elvis practiced for 3 hours every day until he felt confident enough to ride in front of the camera. He taught Elvis how to throw a knife and do fancy shooting with a handgun. By the time Elvis was done, he could twirl a gun in his hand. However, Elvis developed severe blisters and boils on his buttocks from all the bareback riding.
Wow.
He was treated by studio doctors and had to have a special ointment rubbed on his wound several times a day.
Poor Elvis, man.
Elvis was embarrassed to have his ass massaged, as he put it. He would not answer any questions about his tender anus. When the writing scenes were finally finished, he was greatly relieved. You can catch a few expressions of pain on Elvis's face throughout the movie, but he did a fantastic job like of portraying Pacer Burton.
I would like to see the movie just to see the expressions
knowing
of pain.
That, yeah.
Finally, Elvis was contracted by Hal Wallace to star in Blue Hawaii in 1961.
Hey.
As required with all of his films, Elvis had to pose for promotional stills. He wore white pants and a colorful Hawaiian print shirt and used a ukulele as a prop. Moments before he was to sit for the photographer, Elvis was fooling around with his co-star, Joan Blackman. When it came time for him to sit on a ledge overlooking a Hawaiian town, Elvis was around.
Wow.
Several photos were taken of Elvis and his
state of arousal?
Yes, his manhood.
Hmm.
When the proofs came back, the studio art directors were shocked. Elvis was mortified.
Right.
Kurtle demanded that the photos not be released. A solution was found. The studio art department airbrushed the raised crotch to blend with Elvis's pants. A little paint here and a little paint there.
There you go, Jack.
Made Elvis's boner go away.
Elvis was very active. Didn't take a lot to get him going.
Easily aroused.
Look at all the babies we've killed.
What can I say?
Thank you very much.